You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. President Biden heads to Wisconsin today to push some of the ideas from last night's State of the Union address. The economy was front and center, and he offered some proposals on taxes and health care. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
The word job showed up in President Biden's speech 35 times. The president cited January's 3.4% unemployment rate and said inflation is cooling.
Here at home, gas prices are down $1.50 from their peak. Food inflation is coming down, not fast enough, but coming down. Inflation has fallen every month for the last 6 months.
The president urged Republicans to work with him to raise or suspend the debt ceiling. He got booed when he accused some Republicans of wanting to sunset Medicare and Social Security, and he proposed legislation that has slim chances of passing the GOP-controlled House, like a new billionaire's tax.
But no billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a school teacher or firefighter.
In the GOP response, Arkansas Governor and former Trump Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders accused President Biden of not being interested in what she called the hard reality Americans are facing. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
That is all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.